Module 7, Differences in Anxiety and Normal Nervousness. Everyone gets nervous when it comes to stressful situations, such as taking a test, finishing a project, or even teaching a class. Normal nervousness may cause mild symptoms such as fidgeting, stomach fluttering, or shaking hands, but they do not hinder your performance. Anxiety goes beyond simple nervousness because many symptoms of anxiety are described as crippling or debilitating and typically interfere with our ability to complete certain tasks. Distinguishing between these two stages is a big step in successfully managing anxiety symptoms. It runs along a spectrum. Anxiety has a wide spectrum on which different symptoms and feelings can be placed. When preparing to speak in front of a group, you may feel your stomach flutter or butterflies, which is a normal part of nervousness. But if you approach the group and your stomach feels as though a pack of horses is running through it, then we've slid over to the anxiety side of the spectrum, because symptoms are more intense. This spectrum can also be seen as a range in which symptoms can start off mild or moderate and then progress to the other side and become more severe. Anxiety spectrums can be divided into different disorders to help gauge symptoms and judge where a person falls in that range, and can better pinpoint any characteristics of anxiety disorders. Common anxiety spectrums: obsessive-compulsive spectrum, social anxiety spectrum, general anxiety spectrum, panic agoraphobia spectrum. Anxiety can happen without a cause. While many fears are justified and usually have some sort of cause or basis, anxiety can happen anytime and without a particular cause or root. Unfortunately, we are not always able to see that our anxiety does not have a real basis, yet we still have the same feelings. Common nervousness has a valid reason and some sort of signal that you could feel symptoms soon. Although it is unclear why, anxiety does not give us a warning sign. But you will always have the upper hand if you learn to accept the symptoms as they come and remember to work through them instead of turning away from them. Tips for managing symptoms: when symptoms arise, don't avoid them. Determine if you just feel nervous or if you're becoming anxious. Record symptoms in a log or journal to help identify a cause. The length of time symptoms last. General nervousness symptoms appear when we are faced with uncomfortable situations, but the symptoms usually do not last very long, and for the most part subside soon after. However, anxiety symptoms typically appear quickly and last much longer than nervous feelings. Symptoms can last several minutes, days, or can even span over a number of weeks. Feelings of anxiety can last for an extended length of time, especially since they can turn into a cycle of anxiety which can be hard to end. When symptoms continue over a length of time, this causes more anxiety and can make it hard to distinguish when one set of anxiety feelings end and when others begin. It's an exaggeration of normal feelings. When we are nervous, we can experience symptoms that cause us discomfort, such as shaking hands or quickened breathing. Symptoms such as these are normal and generally do not interfere with what we are doing. Anxiety symptoms can be similar, but they can appear more exaggerated and intense. Shaking hands can turn into whole body tremors, and shallow breathing can turn into choking or gasping for air. Oftentimes, symptoms can seem so severe that people are thought to be suffering from some sort of physical medical condition, such as a heart attack or gastroenteritis. People who suffer from severe anxiety and exaggerated symptoms will often visit several doctors before being diagnosed with anxiety and begin proper treatment. Case study. Alexa has always been afraid of public speaking. She knows it makes her nervous because her hands start to shake when she starts a presentation, but she always manages to make it through. Alexa is able to realize that while the situation makes her nervous, her anxiety is on a lower end of the anxiety spectrum and she can continue to function. However, a coworker mentioned that Alexa will need to create a music CD to accompany her presentation, and Alexa froze. She suddenly felt short of breath and her hands became clammy. She began to feel as though she could never get it done and thought the task was next to impossible. After worrying about it for several days, Alexa decided to determine what she could do about the situation and first decide why she was anxious. She found out she had such anxiety about the music because she didn't know how to do something like this. She consulted with a friend of hers in another department to show her how to make the accompaniment and how to set it up. When it came time to do the presentation, Alexa recognized her usual symptoms of nervousness, but knew she didn't have any other feelings of anxiety about it.